Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 22nd day of El Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Metzah Barepis. If a person finds someone's animal in a barn, in a stable, even if it's not locked, as long as it's not made to such a way that would incite the animal to flee and run away from it, Ein Chayba. One is not obligated to return it to its owner. That's not called an aveda. It's not called lost if it's in a stable. Bishul Sarabim, if however he found it on the public thoroughfare, it looks like it's lost, Chayav ba, then he's obligated to take care of it. Then it's called an aveda. Vimhosa Besek Kvaris, some say it should be Besek Kvaris, if the animal was in a cemetery and he's a kohen, he can't go into, and he's not allowed to make himself tummy normally, but here he wants to do the mitzvah. Can he do the mitzvah Shavas Aveda? Or is he obligated? And the answer is, Loi Yitame La. He shall not go and make himself Tomei by entering the cemetery, even though by doing that he would be Mekame Mitzvah Sasei of a Shavas Aveda. Why? Because at the time of doing the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, he is violating two mitzvahs that relate to Kohenim when it comes to Tumah. A mitzvah Sasei of Kedoshim Yiyo, they shall be holy, and a loy saseh as well, le nefesh loy tamba mob, he's not allowed to make himself tamay. So the aseh, the positive commandment of returning a lost article, is not strong enough to push away, to override a loy saseh and an aseh for the purity of the holiness of the kohen, not to make himself tamay. The same thing applies to a nazir. If the person was a nazir, a nazirite is not allowed to make himself tamay either during his nazirite period. And therefore, even if he saw someone's animal in the cemetery, he would not be able to make himself tamei, because he too has an assay and a lois assay governing his prohibition of becoming tamei. And the assay of returning a lost article, that mitzvah assay, is not strong enough to override the two. Omale im omale obiv hitamei. What happens if a father tells a child, hey, who's a kohen, tells him, go, don't worry about your tumah, go inside the cemetery to return the lost article when he's not allowed to, when he's a kohen. Oy shamalai al tachzir, or where the father says to someone who's not a kohen, who should return it, he says, I don't want you doing that mitzvah, I don't want you to return the lost article. Lo yishmalai, the child should not listen to his father. Even though he's his father, normally it says you listen to your parents, but not when they tell you to violate a mitzvah of the Torah. We learn this from a pasuk. It says, Ish imoy v'yoviv tiro'o, each man should fear his father and his mother and his father, v'shabsoi satishmore, and keep my shabbosim, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. That addition of ani Hashem, I am the Hashem, tells you that all of you, your parents, and you are obligated to honor me above anything. Parak v'ton. What happens if a person sees someone, an animal loaded up, and he helps, and it's struggling with its weight, and he wants to unload it, so he helped him unload it, v'ton, and he helped him load it up again, and then parak v'ton, again he had to unload it and then load it up again, afilu, and then each time the animal struggled or the animal crouched and he had to do it again, afilu arba'a v'chamish pa'am, even if this happens four or five times or many times, chayev, you're still obligated to again help him unload and load up. Shenamar ozov tazov, you shall surely help. And ochem tokem, it also, you shall surely help up load. So it doesn't matter how many times, the doubling of that expression means many times. But halach v'yoshev aloi, what happens if the donkey owner goes and he sits by the side, v'omar, and he said to the person who's passing by, hey, you got a mitzvah, guy? You got a mitzvah? Here. Holo alach a mitzvah, since you got the mitzvah, if you want to help unload it, or if you want to unload it, I should say, not help. If you want to unload it, you get a mitzvah. Potter, he's exempt. Shenamaz, it says, imoy, you're obligated to help with him, but not when he sits by and expects you to do all the work. Im hoyozok in a choler, if however the fellow happened to be old or sick and he hasn't got the strength to unload it, then you are chayev. Chayev, then one is obligated to help unload. Mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrek. Then one would be mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrek. A new statement. It is a mitzvah of the Torah to unload and not charge for that. You can't expect to get money for that. There is tzar balachayim. The animal is suffering. under its load. You have to help unload straight away without demanding any money. Aber loyalty. But you're not expected to have to load up unless the fellow is offering to pay you something. Rabbi Shimon Omer Aflitain. He says no. He says a mitzvah in the Torah is also to load the animal for nothing. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is only to unload. You have to do that for nothing. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Im hoyol of Yosser al Masai. What happens if he has more, if the animal was loaded up, overloaded, more than what really could take? Enazokoklai. One who passes by is not obligated to go and help him because it's negligence on the part of the animal owner. Shenamar, as it says, tachas maso oi. If you see an animal crouched or under its burden, its burden means something that was appropriate for it. Maso yochel amid boy, something that it would be able to tolerate that weight, but not when he overloads it. Then you don't have to help him unload. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi Gilili. Halach is that even if the donkey was overloaded, if you see it and it's crouched under its weight, even though it was more than what it should have had, you're still in a mitzvah to help with the unloading of it. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avedosoi ve'avedasovi. Person finds two lost articles, one of his own and one of his father's, and certainly of his friends. And he's only got enough, and he can't return both of them. It's either one or the other. Avedosa kodemus. He has to take care of his lost article first. Even though it's his father, you take care of your lost article first. The Gemara learns this from a pasuk. Efes ki lo yebuch ha'avin. But there shall not be amongst you a poor person. There's a hint here telling us, take care that you don't become poor in your effort to do a mitzvah. You don't have to make yourself impoverished because you're trying to help someone else. Avedosoi v'avedas rabbi. And the same thing if he finds two lost articles and he can only get one of them. One of them is his father's. One of them is his teacher's, I should say. One of them is his own. And he can't do both. Shalai kodamus. His comes first. For the same reason we said before. Avedosoi v'avedas rabbi. But when it's an article lost by his father or lost by his teacher, shall rabbi kodamus. Go and save your teacher's lost article first. However, the Gemara adds a qualification, and this is the halacha. It's only your rabbi muvik. It's only if it's your teacher that you learnt most of your chokhmah from him. Then we have that special. He has that special privilege even more than your own father. Why? She'aviv hevio lo'olam hazeh, says the Mishnah, because your father brought you into this world. V'rabbi shalim dechokhmah mevi'al chalam haba. But your teacher who taught you chokhmah, and most of your chacham, according to this opinion, it brings you into the Olam Haba as well. For that reason, your teacher gets priority. What happens, however, v'im aviv chacham? What happens if your father happens to be a chacham as well? He's a talmid chacham. Now, some say it has to be talmid chacham equal to the rabbi. Others say no, it doesn't have to be equal to the rabbi, to his teacher. But he taught him. Shel aviv kodemes, your father comes first. Because at some point of time, your father would have taught you Torah, and therefore your father is also your rabbi, your teacher. Hoya ovi v'rabbi noisin masoi. His father and his teacher were each carrying a burden, and he can only help one of them. Maniach first. Maniach es shel rabbi. So he first goes and takes the burden, takes the goods of his master, of his teacher first. V'achakach maniach es shel rabbi. Then afterwards he unloads, unpacks his father's. His father and his teacher were in prison, and he needs to redeem them. Who does he first go and ransom or redeem? Poydas rabbi, redeem his teacher first. And afterwards his father. Now here too, we're talking about not just a teacher, but a rabbi muvak. It's a teacher that he learned most of his chachma from. And once again, the Mishnah adds a qualification, v'im hoya aviv chacham, but if his father was a chacham, and here even if he wasn't, definitely even if he wasn't the equal to his rav, but there's a sekanas nefashos, he could be a danger to life, then poydas aviv, for sure he redeems his father first, v'achakach poydas rabbi, es rabbi, and afterwards he redeems his rabbi, then afterwards he saves his teacher. Some say this applies also to undoing or unloading the what they're carrying. That if the father was the Talmud Chacham, even if he's not equal to his Rav, doesn't matter, because there's Tzar of the Guf involved, he should take his father's first and then afterwards take care of his teachers.